from coast to coast and around the world are now walking with spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of personal and metaphysical growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics from the mundane to the mystical with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness. Tonight, we have authors Deborah Creighton and Warren Bellows with us. And if you'd like to speak with us and ask a question about healing or get answers to a psychic question, the phone lines are open. The toll-free number worldwide is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227. We also encourage you to email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. And your questions will be answered in real time on the air. Now, Deborah and Warren have gifted us with copies of their book entitled Floral Acupuncture, Applying the Flower Essences of Dr. Bach to Acupuncture
Sites.
There you go. Thanks, Warren. And the first five people who call in and ask us a question will get a free copy of the book. All you have to do is give your name and address to my producer when you call in, and we'll get that book right out to you. And if you're listening to this on the archives, give us a call because we might have a copy or two still left, you know, in reserve just for you. Now, a bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive energy consultant with 25 years' experience. I have helped thousands of people from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives make their invisible dreams visible. By utilizing my gifts, I can cross to past, present, and future to help eliminate the fog and pave the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodologies, in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki Master Teacher, and Ordained Minister. Now, I am available for private consultations in the areas of prosperity, business, career, dreams, life path, relationships, personal growth, negative energy removal, and manifesting techniques. I achieve success by blending intuitive wisdom with pragmatic action. Now, allow me to assist you in turning your life around. There's no need to suffer when I'm here to help. Just log on to either one of my websites, www.healing-visions.com or www.walkingwithspirit.net, or you can give me a toll-free call today in my office at 888-240-6057.
Are you taking calls?
I am taking calls,
okay.
But can I introduce Warren and Deborah first?
Certainly, and I'll put them on and just address them whenever.
Okay, great. Thanks. Now, we have Warren Bellows with us, and Warren has been teaching and practicing acupuncture for over 20 years. He studied at Traditional Acupuncture Institute in England and in America, and he holds a Master of Intuition Medicine from the Academy of Intuition Medicine here in Sausalito, California. He currently works over the phone with clients and students from around the country, teaching them how to diagnose and efficiently run and maximize the health and functioning of their own energy system. Now, with him, we have Deborah Creighton, and she is a certified flower essence practitioner and producer of her own line of Hawaiian flower essences and gem elixirs through her company, Flora Corona. She works mainly over the phone with clients in various parts of the United States. And Deborah trains massage and body work professionals on how to use the flower essences topically through her online flower essence training. And you can read more about this training and her elixirs at her website, which is www.floracorona.com. And Warren and Deborah, hi.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay, we got through that okay.
Yeah, we did. You got it all down.
Yeah, now I think we have a caller on the line, so do you mind if we take the caller and then come back to you?
No, that's fine.
Okay, great. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, and who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Molly Fitzpatrick.
Hi, Molly, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Okay, great. And do you have a question for either me or Warren or Deborah or all three?
I do. Well, for Deborah and Warren, I've been using the floral acupuncture with the Bach essences, and I had a question is there a particular order or sequence of applying essences that you find work best, like head to toe or like medial to lateral side of the body, if that matters? And also, combining the essences, like if I were to combine four essences into one formula, can I apply those to all the points?
I can. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did you want to answer?
I'll answer the second part.
Okay, well, before you answer the question, why don't we give the people who aren't quite familiar with what Molly is talking about a little background and then answer a question. Molly, you hang on, so if you have a follow-on question, you can ask, okay?
Okay. That's a very specific question. People don't even know what we're talking about.
Exactly. So let's give them a little background, and then we can get to Molly's question very quickly. Either one of you. Okay.
Well, the background I think you're asking for is what in fact is floral acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is taking the flower essences of Dr. Bach, which have been used since the 1920s, 1930s, to be taken internally, usually for psychological or emotional distresses and spiritual distresses. And what we found was that there is an energetic vibration of the flower essences for sure, and that what we were looking for was the matching of that resonance or that the vibration of the flower essence with the vibration of different acupuncture points throughout the body. What we found out is that each flower essence actually has a signature energy that relates to usually one, if not one, maybe at the most two or three acupuncture points. And that when you put the flower essence on the acupuncture point, you actually stimulate the energy in the acupuncture point. We can talk about that later about how that occurs, so I'm going to get some knowledge.
Okay.
You stimulate the energy in the acupuncture point to actually do its function, which is to create harmony in the body. But you're using flower essences instead of needles. So we're not using needles here. This is very nice if you have a focus on needles. We're actually using the flower essence. And so, is that enough background that I can answer Molly's question?
Sure, go ahead.
Molly, are you an acupuncturist?
I'm studying to be one right now.
Yes, because the question you're asking about is left, right, up, and head down, and it's more of something you think about when you're doing acupuncture treatment. And the answer to the question is actually no. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about the sequence. And really what you're looking for in terms of an actual treatment is the differential diagnosis, basically, based on in the book, is the different symptoms. You know, the symptoms are becoming more on an emotional level than what seems to be appropriate right now. I could go into further discussion, but I think I'd lose the audience really quickly.
Okay.
Basically, you first look at the flower essence description and choose a flower essence that would be appropriate for you right now. And
mm-hmm.
as to applying them more than one at a time, the treatments in the book are site-specific. So the essence that you want to apply, says Sirocco, to the heart meridian and that specific point, you can only use Sirocco on that point. So
okay.
You make a remedy bottle, and it has four different flower essences in it, and then you apply those to the specific points. You're mixing up the energetic resonance between the flower essence and the meridian gateway, because that is what those two frequencies are matching.
Okay, now, Deborah, is this just for your essences, or does this...
Yeah, we're talking about floral acupuncture, the treatments in the book. Yeah,
okay, just for in the book. So if it came down to just regular different types of flower essences and using them, can you, or are you familiar with if you can use them in any particular order, or does combining them...
They're not interchangeable. It's an art and a science that,
uh-huh.
you know, Warren and I had researched, but... What we found is, and we found these specific acupoints for specific flower essences through testing the flower essences on these acupoints on our own bodies, and it took about 14 months. So these are very specific treatments, and it's not, you know, the flower essence that goes on a particular acupoint is very specific. You can't interchange it with another flower essence.
I might give an image, Molly, that might be helpful. If you're going to broadcast a message on a radio station, you want to make sure you're dialed in to the right station, so when your voice comes through on that station, it's really clear. And so what we're basically doing is we're creating a radio frequency of the flower essence, and we're having it tuned in to the right point, so you get a very clear message in your body. So if you mix the flower essences and put, you know, several of them on the same point, then what you're doing is you're muddying the dial, and what you'll get is static. You don't get a really clear message to your body.
That does, yeah.
Okay, so you know, you can do four different treatments. I mean, I wouldn't do more than three or four at the most. It's a treatment. It's better to just do one if you can. But you can do several, but make sure you do, if you can do, like Deborah said, Serato, make sure you use Heart 7. And if you're using, you know, Red Chestnut, it's Ren 12, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But also, too, I'd like to say, because there's a lot of interest in these treatments now, and, you know, we're getting a lot of feedback, and there's a lot of interest in using several treatments all at the same time. And really, in the beginning, these are brand new treatments for the body in that, you know, a very specific plant signature that's in a flower essence being matched to its direct gateway on the body is creating something brand new for the body itself. And so just applying one to begin with and experimenting with that, you know, that one, because what happens when you put the flower essence on a specific acupuncture site, there is a sequencing and opening of meridian gateways within the body that lasts for about 45 minutes. So if you lie down and really let yourself experience those gateway openings, and it's a very specific set of things that happen inside the body, then you'll let the body kind of renew itself, which is what happens. That one treatment. So in the beginning, it's really best to try one to get your body used to what's happening and inform it. Let it be educated what you're doing for it by giving it one frequency.
Okay, Molly, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, and if you don't have their book, please give your name and address to the producer, and I'll get it right out to you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome.
I was jumping right in.
Yeah, we hit the ground running, and I just love it. You know, you've got this wonderful book here, and it's not, you know, a very long book. It's about 125 pages or so. But what I really enjoy about this book is that it clearly shows the application methods for using the particular oil and for what you're trying to get balanced or correct. So, you know, folks, if this is something that is of interest to you, you don't have to be an expert, by at least by me, you know, looking at this book to determine where to use it, because it's very clearly outlined and identified.
So, Monique, we should just say really quickly, because there's a you mentioned oil, you know, for an application. There's often a confusion of between flower essences and essential oils. So these are flower essences.
Yeah, but you can go ahead and tell our audience, because I didn't say oils, because I was doing six things instead of paying attention.
So flower essences are blossoms that have been infused in water and put in the early morning sunlight and potentized by the sunlight, so that the water is imprinted with the frequency of the blossom. And that's the mother tincture. And then that mother tincture is preserved in brandy, and then it's diluted a couple of other times in order to be used.
That has no odor.
Yeah, but they have no odor, and they are really they are medicinal. They are, although they're sold as food supplements, but they are the frequency of the flower. So when the soul itself is needing help with a particular conversation with the world, say it needs passion and love, then taking the rose flower essence internally, which is not what our book is about, opens up the doorway for a conversation with the world in that language of the rose, that actual language of the flower. But the essential oils, which you buy at the store and are also in little bottles, are beautifully aromatic. And those, say for to make a flower essence of rose, you would just need one flower. But to make the essential oil, you would need maybe a ton of a great deal of roses, and then you would steam distill that and get just a little bit of oil. So they're a little bit, there's a confusion about what they are.
Okay. Well, let me let everybody know that we're talking with Warren Bellows and Deborah Creighton. They're the authors of Floral Acupuncture. The phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 1-877-876-5227 or email us at spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. Now, you said something which I found a little bit intriguing. You preserve it in brandy. Why brandy?
Well, the flower itself has tremendous life force, so you've got to have something to hold that life force, or it will go off. And so brandy, not only the typical brandy that's used for flower essences is Corbel brandy.
Oh, okay.
Which is made here in Sonoma County, where we're calling you from. And it's known to be the purest brandy available, and it is without the brandy, the life force in the water that's taken on this frequency of the flower will grow mold immediately.
It fixes it.
It's a preservative.
Okay, great.
And it's stronger than Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that could be quite interesting.
Yes,
healings on many levels here.
That would be a new product.
Okay.
But Monique, I wanted to say one thing to what you started with at the beginning there, too, was that we wrote this book very clearly for the general public. We didn't write it for professionals alone, though it's written so the professionals can use it. We wanted to make it very, very, very user-friendly. And so we spent a great deal of effort, thanks to Deborah and her son, creating really good maps of how to apply this with really clear indications.
Now, is the model, Deborah, is that your son?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's gorgeous.
He is gorgeous.
You know, but you have done a great job, and I do have to agree with you that it is for the layperson. You can get the book. It's an easy read, very easy to understand. It builds on a very clear system, so to speak, so that you can affect self-healing. And in the book, you talk about using not only the flowers, but how important water is, and, you know, using water as a conductor. Now, we talked about the brandy. Why is the water so important?
Well,
we have another caller.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hold that question.
I'll put them on.
And take that caller. Hi, are you with us?
My question that I'd like to ask.
Okay, well, first of all, what's your name, dear?
My name is Genesis.
Genesis?
Yes.
Great name. Where are you calling from, Genesis?
I'm calling from New York City.
Oh, wonderful. Now, what's your question?
My question for Deborah is that they mention about using brandy in their, I guess, making of the flower essences.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know, is there an alternative if someone's allergic to alcohol?
Oh, good question.
Genesis, yes, there are alternatives. But when you're making the mother tinctures, it's really best to preserve them in brandy first. I have tried a lot of different things rather than using brandy. But when you give somebody a flower essence from the stock bottle, you can preserve the remedy dilution bottle by putting a third apple cider vinegar or one-third red shisu, which is made by Molly Sheehan at Green Hope Farm, which is, you can Google that. It's a wonderful preservative that she developed because her company was shut down for using alcohol in New Hampshire. So, yes, you can make the mother tinctures using red shisu as well. I recommend brandy. And then
spell red shisu so that you understand.
Well, red shisu is R-E-D, and then S-H-I-S-O. It's a mint family plant, and Umabushi plum has red shisu. The coloring is from red shisu.
Okay.
Yeah. So, also use vegetable glycerin as a preservative. So, yes, you can make some other essences if you're making flower essences and use these three other preservatives.
Rather than any brandy at all?
Yes, I think you can. I mean, Green Hope
Farm
does do this.
I'm just concerned if someone has
the originals. with that preservative, that new preservative.
Do they use Bonfire remedies, though?
They make their own remedies on their farm in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and Genesis, what was that last statement you made?
No, I was just concerned because if the mother tincture is made with alcohol and someone has an allergy to alcohol, period,
they can't have that.
Well, you're quite right, and that is true. So,
so could the mother tincture be made with the vegetable oil? Right. It may not last as long, but
vegetable glycerin in a preservative. Yes, but it's not as stable long term.
Nor is it available.
Okay.
You'd have to make it yourself.
Well, no vegetable glycerin you can buy at the house.
No, there's no you can't buy a bot flour remedy in vegetable glycerin.
Uh huh. But it is possible. It sounds like Genesis is pretty knowledgeable about this.
Yes,
so if she were to gather all the materials, so instead of the brandy, she could use the vegetable.
Okay.
She could use the vegetable glycerin, but it's not as long lasting. The mother tincture will not last for a long period of time. The red sisu from Green Hope Farm, which is used in their mother tinctures, also does go off after. It's really after about a year, or so it starts to flatten out and lose its life force.
Okay. The bottom line, people who can't do the brandy for whatever reason or just don't want to, if they're willing to create their own, they can
do this and
get some benefit from it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Genesis, thank you. And again, if you'd like a copy of the book, give your name and address to the producer. We'll get it right out to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. For those who just joined us, we are speaking with authors Deborah Creighton and Warren Bellows. They are the authors of Floral Acupuncture. And we're taking calls. The phone lines are open. The number 1-877-876-5227. Again, that number 1-877-876-5227. Or you can email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. Now, before Genesis gave us that wonderful question, I was asking about water because we had talked about brandy and how brandy is so important. What about water and the imprint that water has on mixing the elixirs and life in general, I guess?
Well, the important thing, you know, the research that's come out on water recently with Masaru Emoto, are you familiar with?
Yeah, I think our audience is.
Yeah. This is a Japanese researcher, and he has three books out now, Messages from Water, Volume 1, 2, and 3. And in these books, he takes water samples throughout the world, and he freezes the water samples. And freezing them makes a little tiny crystal on the top of the sample, and then he puts that under a microscope at 200x magnification.
Mm-hmm.
And as that water crystal begins to melt, it forms a beautiful form that is geometric when the water source that he has collected is pure and doesn't make a mandalic shape at all if the water is impure. So recently, people in general are becoming very aware of water as a resource, as having to buy water. And so flower essences also are, you know, they are an alternative modality. People often confuse them with essential oils, but there is an interest in them now. And they happen to be also substances that are made in water. And so a lot of the photos that Masaru Emoto has taken, in particular in his first book, he exposes water to the frequency of the essential oil of chamomile. And the water crystals that he takes photos of look exactly like the water crystal that the chamomile oil produces look exactly like the flower.
Mm-hmm.
They're just exquisite. So although these water crystals have not yet been made of flower essences, they're proving that water takes on messages, it imprints vibrational messages. And Jacques Benaviste in the 1980s, a French researcher, also inadvertently proved the homeopathic dilution in his lab, which showed that a water substance that was very, very, very dilute, which is a homeopathic dilution, was still holding the same message
uh-huh.
as the substance itself. So the flower essences have
becoming better known now because basically what they are messages in water.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because you have the water that, you know, is pure and or programmed, and then you have the brandy, which has, an own energy to itself, mm-hmm. and then you combine that with the, you know, the floral aspect, and I think
what makes it even more interesting, Monique, is that there's been just this last year research in Chicago with this PhD acupuncturist who has hypothesized that what is at the bottom of, at an acupuncture point, what is at the bottom of the acupuncture point is actually a water cluster, and the water cluster is highly defined. It's where the H2O, the O's line up with the O's, and the H lines up with the H, and they turn into a dipolar molecule,
uh-huh.
so that it can actually transmit information or transmit energy or frequency. So if you have, and it transmits the frequency along the meridian system, which is what the acupuncture points are all about. They're connected to the meridians. So if you have a vibration of the water, if you have a message or a vibrational structure, which we're calling a message,
uh-huh.
In the water from the flower essences, and it goes down the acupuncture point well and goes down to the bottom where there are these water clusters that are they're charged,
uh-huh.
is that it actually stimulates them into that same frequency that you just implanted with the flower essence and gives that message of the flower essence through the transmission of the radio frequency in the acupuncture point through the whole body.
Okay.
So it's like a radio signal going out.
So this is Dr. Xu Yin Lo. And he's also hypothesized that the meridians themselves are made up of water clusters.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to envision with this kind of modality is, say, wild rose, which goes on the back, on the governing meridian. You want to picture the rose itself, and you want to picture the rose going onto its two acupoints on the back.
Uh-huh.
And you want to imagine these two acupoints. Well, what are they? Why does wild rose have a resonance with the two acupoints that we found that it did, which are
supernatural power and spirit
path? Spirit path.
So,
hold
that thought, Deborah, because we have another caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, your name?
Hi, my name is Sophie.
Sophie?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Sophie?
I'm calling from Poudre Canyon, Colorado.
Wow, okay, great. And what questions do you have for us?
I've been listening to the program, and I have used the essences, the floral acupuncture for myself, and I also use it in my practice. And Deborah was just talking about the essences being like imprints of messages.
Mm-hmm.
And then Warren was talking earlier about when you use these that it clears the static and so on and so forth. And my experience with using it for myself as well as in my practice, it's that it's in difference from acupuncture in itself and other body work, is that this is like poetry for the soul, you could say.
I like that.
I had to run for the phone, so I'm a little, my breath is here, but I'm
you're
catching up.
Fine, dear.
Yeah, the difference, I would say, with this and the beautiful difference, a straight acupuncture, how it brings up your own strengths where it's weak and so on and so forth. This, it adds a lot of inspiration,
mm-hmm.
to the whole healing process and coming out of whatever it is you're working on. And it gives you, I've used both the essences, the old traditional way as well as this way, and this, it's a very, very unique type of experience, I have to
say. That's great, Sophie, because that's, you know, the thing is that what I say is that, you know, one of the things that acupuncture was always engaged with, or acupuncture is a modality from the Taoists 5,000 years ago, and they were farmers, and what they were interested in is living a long time so they could reach their pinnacle of their flowering in humanity, which is basically joining the forces of heaven and earth together in their body.
Exactly. And we're creatures of earth, and this is like if the soul is a tree, these essences on the points, on the acupuncture points, is like very purified and very specific information. It raises your natural strength as it inspires you to keep on, and that like if we would grow out in the on the fields.
Precisely.
And it's the other thing I want to say is I've worked with all kinds of people doing this, and there's always some kind of there's always a great result, because they move you at a very deep level, and it just kind of guides you there by you get you get greater feelings in whatever it is you're dealing with. So in the beginning it started to sound like it was complicated, but this is a very, very essential, very beautiful, and again, it's very poetic for the soul.
Okay, well, Sophie, thank you so much. And if you don't have their work, the for acupuncture book, please give the information to the producer so that I can send you out a copy, okay?
I most certainly have the book, but
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your call.
You
thank
bet.
You,
have
welcome.
A good...
You know,
good.
Sophie brought up a great point, you know, about, you know, it moving, you know, the energy at a great level, but we really haven't talked about precisely what this acupuncture can do for us. Okay, so could one of you kind of tell me what it does? What can we cure with it? What can we work on?
Well, you can work on all kinds of things. That you know, we have to recognize that we're on a continuum of spirit, or our spirit, mental, emotional, psychological, and our body are all in a continuum. And so we may have physical ailments, such as hypothyroidism. I'm working with a woman right now that had hypothyroid,
uh-huh.
And if I were just doing straight acupuncture, it would take, you know, quite a while for me to work on that, some either with acupuncture and or herbs and stuff like that. But it's interesting that her hypothyroidism wasn't really coming from it wasn't really coming from the body at all. So basically, she was spending all her energy taking care of everybody else but herself.
Uh-huh.
And so I just did two floral essences with her. One was chicory, one was centaury, and actually three, and one was I can't remember it right now. Anyway, the symptom out there was hypothyroidism, but the actual cause of it was the inability to really recognize that she had needs herself, and that she could actually take care of them, and she was making that a priority.
Uh-huh.
Well, I did the two treatments, and let me just tell you a little bit about, and then I will tell you some other things that this can fix.
Okay.
She was a nanny. She's a cook and a confidant for this very wealthy woman. She has two kids. She had a husband who's a ne'er-do-well, and she was, like I said, taking care of everybody, and she came to me with totally low energy, just actually no spark in her life, stuff like that. The first treatment I did was walnut, which is a treatment to put you in a chrysalis, to be willing to go through a transformational process. It's a wonderful, wonderful treatment. And then I did centaury and chicory, and you can look in the book what that is about. But basically, it's about coming to yourself and recognizing that you are you're the viable part of your picture here. You need to take care of yourself. Well, the first week, after the treatment, she slept for 2 days because she was exhausted. And the third day, she woke up and she decided that she had to get divorced right away. This is ridiculous.
Oh.
And she wasn't putting energy into thinking about that, and she just needed to do that. And it was like all of a sudden her energy started, instead of taking care of her husband and stuff like that she needed to take that part out of her life. The second week she came up, we did another treatment, and she started painting, and she started saying no to her employee who was taking advantage of her in certain ways. And she's now starting an import-export business. This is after 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And she's totally excited. She's painting. She's having a wonderful time. She's making more money, and she has no hypothyroidism.
Oh,
that was very fast. Anyway, that was a particular story that I liked. It's really good. I think for acupuncture, things I see is it's really wonderful for depression, anxiety, fear, headaches, confusion in relationships. When you're going through really big changes, make sure you do the walnut treatment. I've used it for myself. I'm an artist as well as acupuncturist and now floral acupuncturist.
Uh-huh.
I work half-time as an artist. I use it for artist block or writer's block, which would be where you turn off the internal critic and open up to, you know, your own creativity.
Interesting.
And so, Warren, tell the audience the treatment that you use before you paint.
I do a treatment before I paint. Well, for those who know this, it's I use wild rose to open up the back part of the chakra, which actually tunes me into my essential self.
Uh-huh.
And then I use serrato, and I use it in the front part of the heart chakra again to open up the front of the chakra and also give me courage to trust my own intuitive, you know, it's to give you courage to trust your own intuition.
Uh-huh.
And then I use larch on the shoulders, which is on the Sanjiao meridian. And that is what that point does is it actually takes the energy deep down in your heart and comes up and brings it into your fifth chakra and helps you express. So what this does basically, this treatment, is it opens up the heart to its truth and its authenticity. And then gives, with larch, it gives the person the ability to dive into the heart and then bring it up and have the courage to speak it or to express it, whether it's with a brush or whether it's with a pen or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's fabulous. I mean, it's like it's changed my whole writing and my whole art career.
Wow.
Okay. I found it sometimes good for fibromyalgia, not always. It always depends where, you know, it's coming from. If the issue is really coming from a psycho-spiritual, emotional level, the chances of the efficacy of the treatment is highly exaggerated and increased.
Uh-huh.
Because I think these, as Sophie was saying so rightly, it's, you know, it's poetry for the soul. These are really soul dilemmas or soul problems that are coming through. And if you can rectify them on the level which is coming through, then it will clear up in the emotional or the physical level.
Okay. Now, when someone does one of these treatments on themselves or you help facilitate it, can the clearing be as quickly as you had demonstrated with that particular client, or sometimes does the client really just want to hold on maybe at this unconscious level?
Well, that's a really interesting question. The thing is that I have discovered, if the person is ready to change, and that's always an if,
uh-huh.
and you pick the right treatment, or they pick the right treatment for themselves, or if I'm in concert with them, you know, picking the right treatment, if you get the right treatment, it's instantaneous. It's unbelievable. And that's what's blowing me away and has made me get sort of really rabid about the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm used to acupuncture, which is, as Sophie was saying, it's a process. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm used to the flower essences as when you take it, used to in the old days, take it internally and go through the whole metabolic process. That there's a time lag and as you make some changes. But what this does, if it's the right time and the right treatment and, you know, everything's correct, it basically changes the energetic template of a belief system that you've been holding that's erroneous. In other words, you may have a belief system that you're not worth anything or you're not good enough.
Uh-huh.
And or you're not worthy enough to even take care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
And if I can give you a template of energy from the nature kingdom that has a soul message that says, yes, you're a child of God just like everybody else, and you're just the same energy as the tree and the sun and the moon and everything else, you are in concert with that beauty, and you have that new template, that new belief system embedded in through the acupuncture meridian points, which are energetically charged.
Uh-huh.
You have an instantaneous reframe in your body. It's like turning the channel on. All of a sudden, the static's gone. Does that make sense to you, Monique?
No, that was very clear. And you know, when I looked through your book,
what you just said is completely mirrored here in your book. Mm. We are speaking with Deborah Creighton and Warren Bellows. They are the author of Floral Acupuncture. The phone lines are open. The number 1-877-876-5227. And the email is spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. I'd like to give each of you some equal time here. And, Deborah, let's start with you. Why don't you talk about how you work with people, what you do, put out your contact information, any classes, seminars, whatever is coming up, so people can connect and contact you.
Oh, thank you, Monique. That's mm-hmm. lovely. Basically, what I'm doing right now is an online flower essence training using Hawaiian flower essences on meridian source points and topically on the body. Mm-hmm. It's a new, it's basically how our book, Floral Acupuncture, came about is that in my flower essence practice, I started using, with my clients, giving them topical creams to take home as well as taking them internally. And I was so shocked at how the topical application worked. I just couldn't understand it. So I started researching and learned that the etheric body is actually the same template as the Chinese meridian system. And when I knew that, then I started looking for an acupuncturist who would be willing to do this work with me. And I was hoping to start with the high octave flower essences and gem electrodes that I was making for my new business.
Uh-huh.
So when Warren and I met, and it turned out that we were really well matched in terms of not only wanting to do the work together, but being able to do this work together, we tested initially some of the really high octave flower essences on the meridian source points, including lotus and silver sword and essences that I was using for my own business. But when I found out how well we were doing this together, I said, you know, we really have to do the Bach flower essences because this will be a real service for people. I mean, we, for some reason, Warren and I were a total match in terms of figuring this stuff out mm-hmm. on our bodies ourselves because we've, anyway, so that's how we came to do the book. So I've gone back to my business now and doing my online training, and I do work on the phone with flower essence therapy, and I see clients at home and do floral acupuncture treatments too.
Okay, well, you have your own line of essences, don't you?
I do, yes.
And they are? Don't be shy.
You can see them at www.floracorona.com, and they are color-coded. There's 12 Hawaiian flower essences, 12 gem elixirs, and actually I make 12 colored light elixirs as well.
Okay.
And offer training in that.
Okay, and how can people reach you by phone?
I'm on the move. I'm moving to Santa Cruz, California on June 15th. So email is best at
okay.
this point until I actually even know my new phone number, and that is floracorona@mac.com.
And
okay.
also, if they just go to floralacupuncture.com, all this is linked to her to Flora Corona. So.
Right.
You can go
okay.
to floracupuncture.com and get all that contact information.
Okay, mm-hmm. and Warren, it's your turn.
I'm seeing people the reason why I'm seeing people is because I like this modality, but it's also I'm trying to understand it more. It's always nice to hear people like Sophie who are using it in their massage practice or her other body work practice.
Uh-huh.
And I'm interested in talking to those people. I'm also interested in getting more stories about, well, how does this work? How doesn't it work? I'm going to be teaching acupuncturists how to use this in Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington, in November. That's also on the website. Deborah and I will be teaching. Our goal is to teach next year body workers, massage therapists, Reiki, professionals how to use the floral acupuncture in their practice.
Mm-hmm.
So that hasn't been, you know, we haven't actually established that yet, but we're working that out. And we're both getting our own research done so that we can, you know, be really cogent when we do this. Because, you know, we started this and I for one am sort of amazed by how powerful it is. And I realize that, you know, we've unlocked some sort of key here that has a lot of information, a lot of energy, and I just want to understand what we've done. I'm still questioning you know. But the thing is that I do know is that it's a very effective way of doing some healing. And it's a wonderful way to, for me, I also have phone consultations with people from around the United States. So, you know, if they've read the book and they just need some help in trying to sort out what are all the, it's like someone said to me the other day, says, well, I could use all of these.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like if you need someone to bounce off of and to really help you come up with a plan and a strategy to do your own healing, then this would be a way in which to call me and talk to me, because not only do I do the flow acupuncture, but like you, Monique, I'm an intuitive consultant. So I'm highly attuned to, you know, being able to read people's energy over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can contact me. Go to www.floralacupuncture.com and just click on Warren and you'll see me, and you can, it says how to contact me, and we can go from there.
Okay, great. Now, you know, there's something that I love. When I first opened your book, you started off your book, and I believe your website also, talking about your intention. Why was it so important for you to state your intention?
Oh, Monique, you know the answer to that question.
Well, but, you know, this is what I teach and preach, so I want
know,
you to share too.
You know, it's something I've learned very much. It's like, what you intend is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a clear intention, if you don't have a clear directive from, you know, why you're doing what you're doing, you will never have a clear path or a clear outcome. And so clarifying the intention was really important. Both Deborah and I went through a whole process of doing that. Remember that, Deborah?
Yeah.
And to make sure that we stayed on track, so that the end result would be something that has coherence to
uh-huh.
it. And if and so a lot of my intuitive work, and Monique, I know with all your intuitive work, is if you are clarifying intention is probably one of the most important things you can do.
Yeah. If you don't, everything else is lost.
Right. You might add something to what I just said. Probably you can do it better than I can. Why would you clarify your intention?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes.
Oh, well, that way you know where you're going. Because if you don't know where you're at, you can't go anyplace else, or at least
right.
not move forward. And it gives you a check on, I would say, your reality.
Right.
And you can look at what your reality is without judgment.
Right.
Because it's just your current state. And the wonderful thing is we all have the ability to change our state at any given moment for the better or what we perceive as worse.
Right.
Because energy is just energy, and it all shifts around.
And what I like about, I mean, that's, I thank you, you said it better than I did. And the thing that I like is that also in talking about each of these flower essences in the book, we give the message of the flower essence, we give the message of the acupuncture point, and we give the message of the synthesis of these two energies coming together, so that people are really aware of what the intention of the treatment is.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not just, we'll put this on and maybe something will happen. It's like, this is what this is all about. This is why we're doing it. This is where it's going. This is what it's about. Is this what you want?
But also, too, I think the reason that the treatments are so different, I mean, we've actually had people say to us, I think of myself since I've been doing these treatments for 2 months and who I was before in the third person. I mean, it's very... very strong things that people are saying to us, which
okay.
is why I'm doing the online training and receiving information back right now from, you know, the participants about what's happening when they put the flower essences on topically as full body as well as on the meridian source points. And Warren is going to be training acupuncturists into the deeper aspects of the acupoints, because as he was speaking about the treatment that he does as an artist, he was talking about the higher inner meanings of actually the points for Serrato and Wild Rose and Larch, which at this point only Warren really knows. So
mm-hmm.
so we're trying to each, you know, gain more information on why imprinting the body or the organ of the skin, which is the largest organ in the body, through these sacred gateways in our book, which is what, you know, our book is about, the specific gateway for the specific flower essence. Why is this so potent now? And it's similar to intention in that it seems a new stage that humanity is in, where we not only are becoming aware of water as a living substance and what gives us life, but we're also becoming aware that we are responsible in a new way, and that, I mean, everyone I know speaks now about intention, and they say very clearly, you know, I know that each thing that I do today, each conversation I have, I have to intend for the outcome. And it's so widespread, and it's very similar to the treatments. They're like the intention of the water element in the flower essences, going on to that very specific acupoint, are creating, like you could imagine, a pin in a balloon, and turning it inside out, turning the body inside out, literally, and giving it another chance somehow. They're like an intention.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because with the water and even with the intention, you know, our elders, our ancestors, they set intention, you know, and they didn't just zip onto their computer and do whatever they wanted to do. You know, it was a process, you know, through ceremony, through ritual. And going back to the basics, I think we're combining that with today's technology and with you folks channeling this wonderful information in. It's like you're right there in the middle of a category of what I'd call light medicine that is going to catapult us into the future. You know, those folks who don't have the health insurance plans and or don't want to go the AMA route, you have an option. And the option is simple as having this book in hand and the essences in hand and utilizing them. And the wonderful thing, it seems like it can be so immediate, or you can drag it out as long as you want. Mm-hmm. And again, we have choice.
Well, and that's the difference, is that people who don't want to take that choice wouldn't use this modality. So it takes goodwill, and it takes intention to want to do that. That's a beautiful way to put it, light medicine.
Yeah, I just feel that it's just coming into its own. I think that, and this is just my intuitive hit, guys, but I think that you're going to take this far and wider and further beyond your wildest dreams. So just get ready to hang on for that wild ride, because it's coming.
Saying.
I have wild dreams, Monique.
We keep saying. I said from the very beginning when I was the writer and Warren was my, he really held the intention. He held the voice.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.